When the Council of Ephesus met in 431 AD, they declare Mary to be the Mother of God in order to defend the divinity of Christ, because there were heresies at that time that saying that Jesus Christ was only an earthly Christ, an earthly anointed leader, king, revolutionary, or something of an earthly, not fully God. So the Blessed Mother was declared and understood to be not just a mother of an earthly savior, an earthly redeemer, an earthly revolutionary leader or king. In calling her the Theotokos, or the God-bearer, the Council affirmed that Jesus is God incarnate, fully God and fully man. Therefore, the Universal Church begins with that tradition each and every year with the spirit of who we are at Catholics, affirming our faith in Christ Jesus as true God and true man, and also to reflect and imitate the life of the Blessed Mother in being a disciple, in walking with Him, in following Him, and defending our true faith. Like Mother Mary, the example par excellence of discipleship, we are called to believe from moments of joy to moments of sorrow, in love as well as in doubt. Always steadfast, persevere, and remain faithful to Him. In all honesty, as my spiritual director once said, for those of us who are trying our best to live a life of faith, and for those of us who are trying our best to put into practice true love, the devil is trying very hard to attack our hope. He and his minions always try to make us lose hope, as if God ignores, forgotten, or has to do anything to do with us, as if things are so screwed up and beyond saving, as if none of us are good enough for God's grace to be at work. He makes everything depending on us or our humanity at large, as if we are the only or the main movers and shakers of the world, and God cannot or will not be able to bring good out of what is going on. He makes us think that if this or that person or if this or that thing would change, then things would be better, then life will be perfect. However, it's a hopeless trap because we tend to humanistically analyze and commentate on the problems as if we have all the control in this world. Yet many of these things are beyond our pay grade, and we only end up being angry and resentful at the end. Too many of us think that if the liturgy changed back to Latin, or if it's becoming more progressive and more enculturated, or if the Pope or if the bishops, if the priests, if politics or anything that we don't like change, life will be better and things will be okay. Yet the devil plays us so well. He steals our joy by simply sowing within us the seeds of despair and hopelessness. And that is why the theological virtue of hope is often depicted in spiritual writings and images as an anchor, an anchor. Hope helps us to be anchored in the steadfast, firm, and be unmoved by the things of this world because we are grounded and founded on Christ. In the midst of many of life's storms, all of its ups and downs, hope anchors our soul on the unmovable bedrock, which is Christ Himself. The saints never lost hope in the midst of their trials. The Blessed Mother never walked away. She stood next to her son by the cross, and the saint chose to embrace the cross when our Lord gave them those crosses. They stayed. They remained faithful and steadfast in prayer. They responded to evil with wisdom, with perseverance and hope, because they trust in the words, the promise, and the person of Christ, who loved each and every one of us. He gave His life for us, and He has won the world. This is our hope. This is the foundation of our faith. This world will never, ever be perfect because it isn't our home, nor is it our finish line or our end point. Its imperfections remind us that grace is still at work, because St. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 5, verse 20, where evil abounds, grace abounds even more. If everything is perfect and goes our way, would we ever turn to God? Will we ever live our faith? Will we ever learn to persevere in our baptismal vocation to love and to serve, and especially to learn how to truly hope in the midst of trials? Hope is real. The Blessed Mother and the saints learned and practiced it. Mother Mary is the mother of the church because she is the mother of hope. Therefore, when you and I feel lost, don't be afraid to turn to her and ask her to wrap us under her mantle and lead us to her Son. I pray that our 2020, not only with clear vision, but with clear hope, filled with hope, even though things won't be perfect, it's okay. No one or nothing can ever steal our joy away from us if we ground our hope in Christ. He hath won the world. Furthermore, we have the Blessed Mother and the saints to intercede for us. So too, don't lose hope. We're not alone, for we are Christians, His disciples, who are still trying, walking toward our final destiny in faith, hope, and love. Therefore, I would like to end this homily by asking you if you would join me in praying the Memorare, asking our Blessed Mother to always intercede and pray for us. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never it is known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, be in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.